wall, and Democrats don't want to give it to him. Five children are among seven people killed in a fiery crash in North Florida. Highway Patrol Lieutenant Patrick Reardon says they were in a church van driving from Louisiana to Disney World.
They range from 8, 9 and up to teenagers. We also have two adults that were killed.
They were driving the two big rigs involved in the collision along with one other vehicle. At least 8 people are hospitalized. This is Fox News.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather on 1460 WVOX.
Here's the updated weather forecast for your Friday. Look for a sunny day to start. There'll be an increase in clouds this afternoon, highs up to 47. Overcast with rain developing tonight, especially later evening and overnight. Nighttime lows on a chilly side in the upper 30s. Periods of rain on Saturday, nearly steady temperatures up to about 42. Some of the rain could be heavy at times in the morning, but at night they'll taper off to showers, then partly cloudy, lows down to 35. Sunny skies for Sunday, highs 40 to 45, partly sunny Monday, but cooler in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for 1460 WVOX, a Whitney Global Media Station.
Whitney Media offers unique opportunities for independent packagers and radio program producers in the metropolitan area. Both WVIP HD and WVOX Worldwide offer prime airtime in the evening, on the weekend, and during the day for a wide range of programs dealing with health, finance, religion, business opportunities, as well as international and multicultural talk and music. The following is an independently produced program. The views and claims expressed on this program by its hosts and guests are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or its advertisers.
1460 WVOX. Stay tuned for Building Knowledge with Building and Realty Institute host Jeff Hanley. Mr. Hanley is the Associate Director of BRI, and every Friday morning at 11:30, you'll have the opportunity of learning to build your knowledge about planning, insurance, environmental regulations, and everything you need to know on the local level to build your knowledge. Here now is Jeff Hanley.
Good morning, and a happy Friday to all. Welcome to Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute, the official radio program of the Building and Realty Institute, which is also known as the BRI, as well as the Builders Institute. I am Jeff Hanley, Associate Executive Director of the BRI and your program host. We thank you so very much for joining us this morning on WVOX 1460 AM, as well as worldwide on WVOX.com. For first-time listeners to our program, we will explain what the Building and Realty Institute is. The BRI is a building, realty, and construction industry membership organization. Our association is composed of more than 1,800 members in 14 counties of New York State. We are truly a statewide organization. Those members are involved in virtually every sector of the building, realty, and construction industry. The BRI represents our members and the building, realty, and construction sector on a virtual 24/7 basis. The BRI is entering year number 73. We were formed in 1946. Again, we are entering year number 73 here in January, marking the 73rd anniversary of our formation, and we are very, very happy to acknowledge that fact. And again, we thank you for joining us this morning on Building Knowledge. Aerial drones. We addressed that topic on our August 24th program. We addressed how aerial drones and aerial drone services can help members of the building, realty, and construction industry, as well as the general business sector. And on that program, we had Aviated Precision of Irvington give us a complete rundown on drones and what they can offer. And we are very, very happy to have those representatives from Aviated Precision back with us again, Eric Wilhelmson, David Russo. They are members of the Building and Realty Institute. As I said, they were with us on August 24th. We're happy to have them back. And we also have with us this morning Gino Cabrera of Aviated Precision, which is based in Irvington. Gentlemen, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Building Knowledge.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure. Absolutely. Let's get going this way. Why don't you guys give us a brief overview on what aerial drone, I should say, aviated precision offers to members of the building, realty, and construction industry, as well as the general business sector?
Sure. So we offer aerial drone services for the commercial sector, for roofers, commercial contractors, architects, inspectors, landscapers, property management companies. And ultimately what we're offering is a way to capture their projects and both go from the outside perception as well as the inside reality and capture that inside reality on the projects that they're working on an everyday basis. And so, you know, anything from operations to marketing, we're able to help internally as well as help market their company utilizing the drone services.
Okay. Good job, Eric. As we talked about on your appearance on August 24th, let's address a basic fact. The use of drones for aerial real estate photography is totally okay. It's totally legal. Can you just re-stress that point, please?
Yes. Well, it is legal, assuming that you have your FAA 107 license and the proper insurances. And obviously, you have to have, you got to be well acquainted with the FAA regulations, TFRs, which are temporary flight restrictions, as well as, you know, the distance from certain things that you shouldn't be next to, such as airports and how far you actually have to be from there. And so just the knowledge of that and, you know, It's really important to make sure that you're aware of everything because you can suffer penalties should you not be aware of those things and, mm-hmm. Go against the FAA. So, but overall, yes, it's 100% legal and, so long as you're compliant.
As long as you're in compliance, you're in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a great website, aviatedprecision.com. Let me reread that. https://aviatedprecision.com/. On that website, which is very nicely done, your company lists several examples of how it can serve the building, realty, and construction industry, and again, as well as the general business sector. Let's start with the services your company offers for construction situations. How can your services help a builder, a developer, a remodeler? Let's touch on that.
So, yeah, I mean, on the grand scale, it's capturing their project. So our goal is to provide a one-stop shop for construction companies, real estate developers, investors in everything that's involved with finding out, capturing what's going on. So we talk about drones, but I think that you need to provide not just that, but also interior shots. We do, 3D virtual tours of sites. Which sounds cool from a sales perspective, but it also could be useful on the construction side when you're wanting to capture the iterations. For example, looking at what's inside the walls. Once everything is up, you can't necessarily know where all the pipes and wires are, but if you have these, the drone shots or the interior images or the virtual tours, then you can have these recordings of where things are. So if you need to go back and look for problems or fix things, then you'll have that in your repertoire in your toolbox. So the big thing for us is combining all of these things into one. Once you have it, then, like I said, you can use it for service like construction-related activities, like executive management reviews, to tell your investors about what's going on, and then also utilize that from the advertising perspective. So we take the same footage and create a commercial for what you guys do so you can find another project down the road, all in one foul swoop.
Got it. Are there any recent projects that Aviated Precision has worked upon that you guys might want to cite for our listeners this morning? Any local projects?
Sure. We've been working with a couple commercial contractors. One specific project that we're doing is kind of like a time-lapse video of a project in Mount Kisco for this, large commercial building that's going up. And so the plan is to do continual progress reports. Again, not only does that offer the company, marketing materials to utilize on their social media, on their website, on, sites like LinkedIn, which is where their target market is. But then also, internally, they're able to see from a project management standpoint everything that's going on, on the site from a different vantage point, right? So, and then in addition to that, working with, like, you know, companies such as capital management companies that, you know, they want to advertise the land that they're looking to attract investors for. So we create promotional videos for that to show the full breadth of everything that's around that specific land and what the different happenings and attraction points are for the specific things around that land. And that way they can use it as a sales vehicle to present to, you know, everyone that they would need to present to, such as the investors, right?
Got
so
it.
It's a great attraction tool as well.
Okay. You know, your website also had a link regarding real estate sales and the services that you offer in the real estate sales process. What are the benefits of using aerial drone services in the sales process, whether it be for a builder, a developer, a realtor? What are the benefits of your company that, that could really help in that process?
Well, you're really showing the canvas. So if it's what it's the bigger picture, and it's a more stunning shot than you can get from the ground, obviously, and that's understood. But it's also the vision. Being able to get a drone shot and then send it to an architect, and they can actually overlay a 3D rendering of a building that's not even put in yet, and you can find a buyer potentially before construction even begins. That doing that kind of thing is something that's, you know, hasn't been available before. And then the obvious is creating these just stunning images and
right.
and combining the videos from the drone with the interior shots. And so you could sell both the features of the house combined with, like Eric was saying, the local attractions. And we created some amazing shots of houses throughout Westchester where you could be in, you know, in White Plains, but from the drone shot, you see the Long Island Sound and the Hudson River, which you'd never be able to do otherwise. And then you can overlay text into the images and highlight, like, oh, it's 5 minutes from this highway or 30 minutes from New York City. Like, you see the city skyline in almost every drone shot we take in Westchester. So that kind of thing is probably the most valuable.
And we were having conversations off air before the program started. Members of the building and realty industry are really receptive to your services. They're becoming more common. What I'm saying is members of our industry are using your services on a more frequent basis, and it's illustrating the real specifics of the properties that are trying to be marketed. So it's a win-win for everybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
I'm correct in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. That's really, really great. You're listening to Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute, the official radio program of the Building and Realty Institute. We thank you for joining us this morning on WVOX 1460 AM and WVOX.com. We're coming to you live from the studios of WVOX in New Rochelle. We thank you for joining us this morning. We are talking about the usage of aerial drone services in the building and realty industry, as well as the construction industry, and as well as in the general business sector. Our guests are from Aviated Precision of Irvington. We have David Russo, Eric Wilhelmson, and Gino Cabrera. Aviated Precision is a member of the Building and Realty Institute. And again, we thank you, gentlemen, for joining us this morning. We appreciate your participation. One of our veteran managing agents of the Building and Realty Institute, his name is Robert Ferrara. He's the principal of Ferrara Management Group of Armonk and New York City, and again, that is a BRI member company, recently told us that the large amount of precipitation that our area has received throughout 2018 has really resulted in a big challenge for the property management sector of the building and realty industry. Roofs, exterior portions, other areas of multifamily buildings and complexes have really been affected in a negative way by the tremendous amount of precipitation that we have had. Have you guys been involved in showing property managers with your services that type of damage? Because Robert Ferrara said to us recently, that's one of the biggest challenges that the property management sector is facing in 2019.
Yeah, so we've been doing a lot of work in the roof inspections, and as well as chimneys, even where we can actually have different vantage points to identify with basically, these drones have incredible technology on the cameras themselves, and so we're able to zoom in to be very detailed or detail oriented to be able to see where there are issues on the property itself, as well as, well, obviously the roof itself, but the entire property. So we're, you know, with that macro vision, we're able to see quite a bit. But we actually have something called the Visual Integrity Archive that we try to keep, you know, for those types of companies, to keep a record over time of the different things that are going on the property. So, you know, so that you can see, you know, before and after. So that also comes in handy when, you know, if something does happen, such as even, you know, a quite a big storm, you know, that then can be utilized for the insurance companies as well as your team internally. As well. Furthermore, we also have thermal technology for those roofing situations, so that we're able to see, you know, if there's heat leaks or, you know, see where things might be compromised. And so that's also in, you know, in tandem with the Visual Integrity Archive.
Got it. Now, you mentioned the usage of the drone services for chimneys. Okay, is that something that's done on? Is that something that's requested by property managers on a regular basis? I would imagine it would be.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it, our work historically has been with inspections that are for people that are purchasing property, and so they want to assess the condition of it. And I mean, the cost if a chimney has a crack on the top portion of it is extremely significant. And so it's one thing that you can't really capture from the ground, or even if you a lot of times if you get onto the roof. It's extremely in demand service, and I think the officer, from a safety perspective, it becomes super important. So it would be a good idea to get checks regularly, especially after major storms, to make sure that there's no damage or blockage or anything like that.
I'm sure property managers are very relieved at the services you guys offer for their multifamily buildings and complexes. When we compare it to the traditional services of years ago, having to send up personnel up to great heights, I'm sure they're very, very relieved and very appreciative that you guys are offering these services. At this point,
it's faster and safer.
Yeah,
it is. It really is.
No question about it. By the way, listeners, if you have any questions for Aviated Precision, please feel free to call us here at WVOX. We are at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. David and Eric would be more than happy to answer any questions that you may have on the usage of aerial drone services. Marketing. Key, absolutely key for businesses, no question about it. What can your company offer from its services to businesses for their promotional materials, their websites, the ever-expanding social media processes? What can Aviated Precision offer to a business regarding that area?
Sure. So in addition to obviously the internal operations that we're able to capture, the marketing component is incredible from what all the shots that we get. So oftentimes we'll go to a site and we'll be able to construct a really nice promotional video, you know, capturing all the benefits, the features, and the core elements of that project. But also, you know, in that we collect a ton of photos, right, that are very visually stunning. So those can be utilized on your social media, you know, like as content posts over time. They can be utilized on your website, your promotional materials, such as, you know, your sales collateral. Print materials, that sort of thing. It really is multi-purpose, and to be able to further leverage, that's where we kind of come in, and we're very strong on the marketing side, because, you know, we say content is king, but amplification is queen. So the ability to utilize and further leverage that content, we have many different ways that we can do it, such as even to like email signatures, you know, for construction companies, for example, that want to showcase their most recent projects to prospective companies that are looking to hire them. So there are really a lot of things that we can offer, but really it's, you know, our core element is to help those companies craft that marketing message, because the message itself is the most important, to tell the correct story, and then utilize the correct elements such as the drones and the interior shots, etc., to stitch it all together and, you know, find a great project.
We've done programs on social media usages and social media promotional situations, and a common theme is always there. Text is good for a social media situation, but images are priceless. The more images, the better. They illustrate the message that your company is trying to get out to the public. text again is important, but your text should be kept at a minimum, and the images have to be there on a regular basis. So the services that you guys offer, mm-hmm. perfect, absolutely perfect for that scenario.
It's a digital world, you know?
Yeah, there's no question.
Yeah. And a big thing for us is, like, you know, you can put an image out there, and if you put an image on Instagram, you know, it's a passive viewing. You know, people have to find it in order to see what it is. But part of what we offer and part of that one-stop shop is that we provide services to amplify the image, to get it, like, to push it out to people, specifically people that you want to target, which I think makes it that much more valuable, and you really get your money's worth for the time and effort and money that you put into capturing the drone shots.
It may be a cliche, but it probably is true, guys. A picture is worth 1,000 words. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's an ancient cliche, but it very, very much is true. No question about it. Our area has a series of impressive golf courses. No question about it. What can Aviated Precision offer to golf courses? I mean, this area is filled with golf lovers and golf courses and golf situations for both the public and the business. Let's touch on that. I always found that interesting, in that your services really apply to those golf courses. Why don't we review those?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, our saying is not about the drone in our company, and it's because it's the data that we can collect. And so for golf courses specifically, we're able to utilize the camera technology to do these overarching drone shots that we're able to detect overwatering, underwatering. We can detect the health of the golf course itself, basically on the agricultural side. And so, you know, we're able to save almost over 6 figures just in the water alone, let alone there's other things that we can install or integrate on the internal operations side, where we can have it so, you know, the people on the field that are going out to go water, we can literally give them GPS coordinates of the exact spot that we were able to detect with the drone on each, you know, hole. So it's really incredible, the technology that we can actually install, and it's the savings for actually implementing the drones for the golf courses completely outweighs any utilization of the drones by far.
Right.
So that's just water. You know, you're talking about all the other chemicals that they had to spray, and furthermore, if we're able to detect something early with our you know, systems that can detect those things, then you don't have to go through the further, you know, in the future you could avoid excavation or whatever, you know, remediation you actually have to do if you catch it early enough.
Right. That's great stuff. No question about it. I'm sure country clubs or golf courses, I'm sure they're very relieved that those services are available, because, as you said, the savings turn out to be quite significant, no mm-hmm. question about it. You guys are involved in serving the tri-state region. You've been involved in that area for some time now. Business conditions, they remained positive throughout 2018. Many members of our association and many guests of our association and the general business sector who appeared on this program have said it was a very positive 2018 for business in our area. Does your company seeing that trend continuing into 2019? I know it's very, very early in the year, but as we concluded 2018, the feeling was it's still positive out there. The business climate is still positive. Do you guys see that continuing into the early stages of 2019?
Yeah, I think quite a bit, especially in the industry that we're in. We're blessed to be in this industry because it's such a new technology, and it's really changing our everyday lives. You know, on the commercial side, you know, in 2012 is about $40 million industry, and they're projecting in 2026 about north of $31 to even $46 billion industry.
That's incredible.
So
that's incredible growth.
Yeah, and that's to, you know, the GDP even. So, like, not only that, it's a great area to create jobs, you know, over time, and so we're looking to help and be a part of that movement, you know, to create tens of thousands of jobs for this specific arena.
Good to hear. Good to hear. All of our guests that we've had on Building Knowledge have all echoed what you just said, Eric. It's positive. It's a go. We anticipate the positive climate to continue into 2019. So that's certainly good news. No question about it. No question about it whatsoever. What are the best ways to reach Aviated Precision?
Yeah, so you can go to our website, which is aviatedprecision.com. Again, that's aviated, A-V-I-A-T-E-D, precision.com. or give us a call at 914-290-5015. You can also catch us on, you know, all the social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, etc. But easiest way is probably just go to our website.
Go to the website. That's the easiest way.
Or give us a call. Sure.
Okay, yeah. And again, I visited your website while researching the two shows that you guys have been on, and your website is very, very well done. It's very, very impressive. Now, we have about 3 minutes left, 11:56 here on Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute on WVOX 1460 AM and worldwide on WVOX.com. Your company's been a member of the Building and Realty Institute for a while now. Would you advise other businesses to join the BRI? Is it a positive situation for the BRI?
Oh, absolutely. Our experience with the BRI has been great, and it's, you know, people make the place, so the people here are great that we've met thus far, and it's a great community of like-minded people within the industry that we've really enjoyed, you know, so very impressed with your organization.
Thanks. That's great to hear. Absolutely. One other question. There seems to be a reluctance among members of the property management sector regarding the usage of aerial drone services. I'm not sure if it comes from members of boards of directors of co-ops and condos or owners of rental apartment buildings and complexes, but our property managers are saying that there still seems to be a reluctance from members of the realty management industry about the usage of drones. We've got about a minute and a half left. Can you just cite the advantages again of using aerial drone services?
Well, I think a lot of the hesitation might be coming from people who think of it still kind of like as a toy. They're like, they know a kid that just got one in high school or something like that, and right. Doesn't fully understand the professionalism that can come from it and the utilization that can come from it. So I think that the best thing you could do that I would recommend, which is kind of a segue from your question, is to just give it a try. So contact a company like us, somebody like anybody who does this professionally, and we'll provide like a free first time service to kind of give you the feel of what it's like and what you can get from it. And just by trying it, I think that will help encourage people to feel more comfortable and to realize that it's affordable, it's and it's valuable, or it's invaluable. It serves its purpose. So yeah, just give it a try.
Okay, very good. Eric, did you want to add anything?
Yeah, no, I just, you know, you asked about the services, and it comes down to, you know, the efficiencies that it offers. It saves you time, it's fast, it's quick. The amount of data that you can collect and the breadth of the data that you can collect is vast. And not only that, but it helps with safety, compliance, project benchmarks. You're able to deploy people very quickly to check, you know, very large projects in a very small amount of time. So that's the big thing.
Eric Wilhelmsen, David Russo, Gino Cabrera, thank you so very much for joining us this morning on Building Knowledge. Aviated Precision of Irvington, a BRI member, we thank you for joining us this morning. And we thank our listeners here on WVOX 1460 AM and WVOX.com for taking part in another segment of Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute. Please join us again next Friday morning, 11:30 a.m., for another segment of Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute. A great weekend, everyone.